Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Confused by that. A quick reverse background on me, just to give you guys a... I have a Chick-fil-A in that area. Does someone mind explaining to me, like why you guys decided to put those up after I left town? That, like, and it was worse or better, depending on how you want to look at it, down on the street, all right? Shoulder to sweaty shoulder. It was like a mini corner of Clark, and you really have a choice. But go ahead and stay there. I feel bad for all of you guys tonight and tomorrow. Looking to have some fun with you guys. So, look, I'm going to say this off the top. I'm looking for Nashville's best speller, okay? Hit us up. 615-737-1045 is the phone number. Give us a call. I'm looking for who is... Look, tonight is the Scripps National Spelling Bee. I'm looking for the Scripps Nashville Spelling Bee winner. All right? And because I'll just say it. The Scripps National Spelling Bee is like one of my favorite events of the year. It is grade A entertainment. Did you see what I did there? The letter A, because is it spelling? That was stupid. Now look, the NBA finals may tip off tonight. I get it. All right. That's a huge event. I love the NBA. I love the NBA finals. Even if the Warriors are in it every single year, it's like the NBA is running out of storylines and they're just like, just throw the Warriors back in there. That's essentially what the NBA has become. But I will still watch because it's great, and the Warriors are a lot of fun to watch. But if you're looking tonight for to watch something with a little more drama, that's D-R-A-M-A, drama, or maybe a little bit of suspense, S-U-S-P-E-N-S-E, suspense, then you need to flip it over to the Scripps National Spelling Bee, okay? At least on commercial breaks, you know? Check in every few hours. It'll probably go on. I think these things go on for like 16 hours. So you can, flip in and catch, like, you know, Dev spelled the word malarkey, right? Which in Nashville, we all know how to spell the word malarkey, unfortunately. Now, to me, this thing is must-see TV every year because it's... The one night of the year, these kids that have been like locked in their room studying every page of Merriam-Webster's dictionary get like let out of their cages, essentially. All right. All just to spell words better than the other kids. All right. 562 kids under the age of 15, sometimes spelling words right. That's what you're watching. Now, look, I know I'm not selling it very well here, but it's a lot of fun to watch. All right, and all the time, like, sure, they only may get the words right some of the times, but when they do, you're going to see these kids dabbing, D-A-B-B-I-N-G, dabbing. And like, if you ever like need to know what was cool like amongst youth like 2 or 3 years ago, just watch the spelling bee tonight, because they're probably like playing with fidget spinners or throwing up like the blood gang signs, even though they're clearly all Scripps. This is like, it's like the most un-gangster gangster thing that you'll see on TV. Even more so than Wild and Out. But here's my problem with the B, okay? Like, what the heck happens to these kids after they win? I mean, like just think about it. Like, for all these months and months of studying every single page of the dictionary and missing out on your childhood, like is it worth it? Because all you get is a trophy to show for it. I mean, do you want me to use it in a sentence? Trophy. Basil won the National Spelling Bee and was given a trophy. Trophy. I mean, what's that trophy going to get you now? Fame? Maybe, for like a day. I mean, it's good for like a 3-minute segment on SportsCenter tonight. Maybe a Jeremy Schapp interview, who knows? But like, does it get you chicks? Sorry, Casanova. As the old Nike commercial told us, chicks dig the long ball. not the proper spelling of ambidextrous. And, like, it essentially becomes a glorified paperweight to collect dust on the mantle. All right? Like, if that's what you're looking for, you got it. I mean, what's their, like, first job interview going to look like? Okay, I see here on your resume that you won the National Spelling Bee in 2006. Okay. See, you're also fluent in Microsoft Excel. I guess it's just a good conversation topic, like, as you get older in life. But, I mean, nowadays we've got autocorrect. Spelling words, like, isn't necessarily needed? I don't know. And, like, it looks even worse for, like, the kids who, like, lose the spelling bee. Like, oh, I see here you came in 47th in the National Spelling Bee. Good job. And, look, I'm not going to sit here and say it's the kids' fault. It's not. All right? It's mostly the parents. In fact, it's always the parents. If you guys have kids, if they're playing Little League sports, you get it. All right? If you think, like, Little League dads are brutal, try spelling bee rents. Okay? Like, sure, their kid may love spelling, but that's because they were conditioned to spell before they were conditioned to even talk. I mean, those kids aren't up there behind the mic sweating and melting because they're nervous or because it's the first time they've been out in a bright light for the first time in months. They're breaking down because they feel those piercing eyes from mom and dad in the seventh row, knowing that if they don't get their ding, they're not going to get their dinner. My question to spelling my question to the spelling bee champs, I guess, other than, like, not having to worry about autocorrect doing you dirty in text messages, because that does happen, I will say that. Was it worth it? Was it ducking worth it? All right, so look, I teased it before the last break. I want to throw a couple words to some of our listeners. We've got, I'm going to throw it out to some listeners. Call in 615-737-1045. I want to find the best speller in Nashville. Okay. And we're going to kick things off here with Mike in Hendersonville. All right. Mike in Hendersonville. Mike. Okay. Looks like Mike is no longer there. But look, if you want to get in here, come in. Tell me, and even if you don't, if you're like, nah, yeah, no, spelling's not my thing. If you just want to come in, you want to talk about the spelling bee, I'm here for it. If you want to talk about the NBA finals, I'm also here for that too. We can do that if you want, but hit us up, 615-737-1045. This guy's music before. And he's got some new music out now that you have got to check out. Literally, and I'm not joking when I say this, perfect summer jams. Like, if you're going down to Percy Priest Lake or Tim Ford's, wherever you go, this is, like, the perfect music to chill out to listen to. He is Ryan Hurd. Ryan, thank you so much for joining, man.
Man, I'm so glad I could do it. I love Jason's show, and I'm pumped that you are filling in for a couple days. That's really cool.
Yeah, man, it's been fun. And okay, now I will say this, a little look behind the curtain, Ryan, you worked us in. You're extremely busy right now, which I appreciate that. You're out on the road, and you just got done, or I guess maybe you're in the middle of a meet and greet.
Well, a lot of times when you're in, you know, country music and working at country radio, you do a lot of shows for radio stations, and we just finished our meet and greet for the listeners, but I'm happy to talk a little sports, man. I love the zone, and I love getting an opportunity every single time to talk about music, and also just, I'm a huge sports fan, so anytime I get to do that, it's a huge treat for me too.
Dude, you are. But before we get into sports, did you meet anyone, like, really sweaty? Did anyone, like, give you a hug and they were, like, just like, awkwardly sweaty?
Man, people are nice, and a lot of times there have been moments before where you're like, man, that wasn't a pleasant one. But no, man, everyone here tonight is great. Smells great. Excited okay. to show it. It's a good. We're in Saratoga tonight, which is a really cool town, and obviously, like, the horse racing up here is a big deal. So track season is, I mean, that's what they look forward to every year. So it's kind of fun to talk to these people about that, and I mean, I only get into horse racing just with, you know, Triple Crown and stuff like that, but it is really cool to talk to people who are super into handicapping, and this is like their sporting event in Saratoga every year, so I like that.
Yeah, no, Saratoga, I hear it's beautiful this time of year. I don't know. Nobody's told me that. Ryan, I gotta ask you. Okay, so you hopped on my podcast a few months ago, which thank you again for that. That was awesome.
Oh, it's awesome, man.
And I'm not even joking when I say this. I'm pretty sure it might have been the very next day. You tweeted at me because I tweeted out something about like Rookie of the Year, the famed 90s movie about the boy who slips on a baseball and ends up throwing, you know, faster than Aroldis Chapman. And I like, so I got to ask you. You tweeted at me and you said, man, next time we're on, or next time you have me on, we got to talk, you know, Rookie of the Year, Mighty Ducks, all those 90s sports movies. I got to ask you this. What are your thoughts on Rookie of the Year?
Rookie of the Year is probably my favorite movie from my childhood. Gigantic Rowan Gardner fan. I still use the term vague shape of a boat, which is a line from that movie all the time. And that's a great one. Anything that's filmed inside of Wrigley is gonna be amazing. And huge Angels in the Outfield fan also.
Yeah.
Mighty Ducks 1 and 2. I don't care about number 3. Little Giants. Very underrated sports movie about kids. So I can quote all of those movies, I think, about like 60%.
Yeah, I think if we would have known that was probably going to be the last we saw of Rick Moranis, we probably all would have cherished Little Giants a little bit more than we did. But I got to say this, Ryan, I got to be real with you though. I've got a bone to pick with Rookie of the Year. I think it's a great movie. I think it's a terrible baseball movie.
Okay. What would qualify as a great baseball movie?
Well, let me just say this about Rookie of the Year. Okay, the kid sucked at baseball. All right, and then all of a sudden he just slips on a baseball, and all of a sudden becomes like good at it. It's not just that he threw harder, but like he was really bad at baseball, and then all of a sudden he's just really good after slipping on that baseball. Okay, that's one. Two, the movie doesn't even mention the World Series, but in the final shot, you've got Henry Rowan Gardner like flashing that World Series ring, because clearly the most climactic part of that movie, you've got the Cubs versus the Mets, and those are two National League teams. So clearly, at best, that's the NLCS. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of glosses. Oh, by the way, the Cubs won their first World Series in almost 100 years back then. And I don't know. There's just like, how does a kid in the rotation, like every fifth day, you know, if he's pitching in the rotation, he's pitching every fifth day. How does that make your whole team good enough to turn a season around?
Wasn't he a reliever?
Well, okay. Well, then if he was, that maybe changes things a little bit.
Those are all legitimate adult things to say about this movie. I would say that I have a much larger bone to pick with Mighty Ducks, because somehow Gordon Bombay, they literally won like 3 games in this movie and they're state champion. They couldn't skate at the beginning of the movie, and hockey is an impossible sport to play unless you start playing like when you're 6 years old. Not only did they only win like 3 games in this entire movie, they then promote this dude to the coach of the national team, the junior team or whatever. So that movie to me, even though it's perhaps a little more realistic on the sporting front, is there, I have much more of a problem with that storyline than I do with the completely fictitious Rookie of the Year.
Well, and now look, you bring up incredible points, because hockey is without question probably the hardest professional sport to play, because not only do you have to have the quickness with the puck, you also are doing it all on just ice skates, which is hard enough to skate. But yeah, and you're right. And Gordon Bombay goes from bumbling drunk to coaching a youth local team to all of a sudden getting sponsored by Hendrix. Like, what company would sponsor a youth coach at the Goodwill games, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But all of these movies, excellently quotable. That's what
Yes.
Angels in the Outfield, how do you take your coffee in cups? I mean, that's, to me, still one of the things that sticks out about, like, I laughed and laughed at that. Yeah, everybody knows that phrase, even as a seven-year-old, and to have him say, oh, man. They're quotable movies. They're excellent. You can obviously find something wrong with each one of them. But,
And you got to, like, people forget about how good the cast was in Angels in the Outfield. Like, it was like a launching pad for Oscar winners. Obviously, you've got, everyone knows the kid, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and Chris Lloyd, obviously the two big stars, Danny Glover. But, like, you've got Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, Tony Danza. I mean, who's the boss is your pitcher who, spoiler alert, ends up, you know, well, at least they allude to him dying in the end. Adrian Brody, another Oscar winner in that movie. People forget that.
Yeah. Angels in the Outfield was perhaps the launch pad for...
Yeah, if you're an actor in Hollywood right now...
With a straight face. What was your first big break, Angels in the Outfield?
Yeah, right. Like, it's like, if you're an actor right now and you weren't in Angels in the Outfield, yeah, good luck winning an Oscar, buddy. All right? Like, it's, you're not going to be going places. Now, you, Ryan, you're a huge Michigan fan. Wolverines. I'd say go blue, but I can't. I don't know how to put those. No, I didn't. No, technically, I said I would. It was a hypothetical. But, Ryan, look. You got the Michigan Wolverines introduced Juwan Howard as head coach. Do you like that hire? Do you think that's a good? Obviously, he's replacing a legend.
I was skeptical at first, but I really do think that given the circumstances, that this is the best thing that could possibly happen. Obviously, you wanted an exit as an O's guy like D-line, but that guy's going to recruit. And the only thing we don't know is whether or not he can coach him up and something you're taking a risk on. But after seeing that press conference, man, like, passion goes a long way, especially with kids, and I'm excited to see what he can do. And, you know, obviously, like, just because you're excited about it doesn't make you a good coach, but man, tell me, if you weren't a fan of, if you were a Michigan fan and you didn't get fired up today by that press conference, then you don't have a pulse.
Yeah, it was a good one. And now, okay, so Juwan Howard, obviously part of the Fab Five back in the day, so, you know, he's just a legend up in Ann Arbor. Is Juwan Howard on the Mount Rushmore of Fab Five players? Which is tough, because there's only five of them, so really only one's getting the boot. Is Juwan Howard the one getting the boot?
No, of course not. Probably Jimmy King, I don't know. But, like, yeah, obviously the only guys that people really remember because they had great NBA careers were Jalen and Chris Webber and Juwan. Yeah. And obviously he's one of the people, you know, I think you could talk, you know, those three are definitely, and Glenn Wright, man, you're talking about, like, four of the top 20 athletes in Michigan history, I think.
Yeah, and Rob Pelinka, too. Don't forget, I mean, he wasn't really part of the Fab Five. He was more of just like kind of like an exclamation mark there sitting off to the side. But I think it's a good, obviously they're going out on a limb here because he doesn't really have any, like, of the head coaching experience. But I feel like the former player with no experience route is, like, slowly, it's starting to work down in Memphis with Penny Hardaway. So it's like, why not? Why not take a shot with Juwan Howard?
Well, I think it was between him and Ed Cooley, and Cooley said no. And honestly, I think Juwan fires everybody up a lot more than Ed does. So, hey, excitement goes a long way. It really does. And I think what you don't know is if he can coach him up, but you certainly know that he can create a buzz and that he wants it and it means something to him. And I think that means a lot to the fan base, too.
Yeah, no, that's right. And that's kind of what it is. It's like, you know, Bruce Pearl, like, there's a reason, like, he has so much success, because nowadays it's not just about the X's and O's. You've got to be that salesman and almost like that marketing manager for a college program nowadays, because not only are you selling your program to recruits, but, I mean, selling it to the rest of the country just to kind of, I mean, get that money into the program and then obviously turn things around. So it really is like kind of a
Michigan man on the football team, too. I mean, that's a big deal to those people. It's a big deal to the alumni base, which I didn't go to Michigan. I've just been a fan for a long, long time. I think, like, you got two guys who run the two biggest programs at the university who played there, and it means something to them, and then they can sell that to recruits. And I think Harbaugh's about to get over the hump. I really do. I think it's worth being patient, and I'll be careful what you wish for situation if you want somebody else in that job. But anyway, I think the Juwan thing is going to be fun. If nothing else, it's a reason to watch.
Yeah, well, yeah, and yeah, Harbaugh's done, he's done things. He's done things there, I guess. I don't know. And, look, hey, Mickey Ryan asked me to ask you if you've written a love song for Juwan Howard yet.
I have not. I'm probably going to put that really low on the priority list.
Come
but
on.
I am excited about it.
Look, obviously it's probably a little late to hit us with the the song of the summer for 2019, but song of the summer 2020, I want it to just be a ballad about Juwan Howard, just something like sad. but kind of twangy, obviously a little bit, but yeah. with that Reinhard flair to it.
You guys might be onto something. You'd never, everybody loves a good summer ballad.
Right? Hey, if you're just joining us, Ryan Hurd on the air with me right now. And Ryan, country artist, RCA Nashville recording artist, fantastic music out now. Before I let you go, Ryan, first of all, I want to tell people to give you a follow on Twitter at Ryan Hurd. Give him a follow on Instagram too at Ryan Hurd. And that's kind of where I want to go with this last question. Ryan, I got to say, dude, the workout vids on Instagram, you've been crushing it, man. And I got to, is it getting hot in here or what? Like, dude, you've been freaking killing it. Like, what are you getting? Are you getting your summer? Is this your summer tour bod? Is that what it is?
I've been getting after it for a couple of years now. And Maren has a trainer named Erin Opria, and she's incredible. I like working out with her. And then I have a couple guys that I like to work out with too when she's out of town, and Kevin Klug and Matt McQuiston at Klug Fitness, and I just really come to enjoy it, and it's something that, I think everybody needs just for their head, and that's, I feel like yeah. I'm the most centered when I'm really engaged in my exercise, and so, yeah, man, that's been fun, and I like throwing, tags to those dudes too, because they work hard and they deserve it, so, yeah, man, it's been a really cool thing to just get in a little bit better shape and pretend like I'm going to the combine next year.
Yeah, right. Hey, it's just good to like throw some plates around and stuff, bro. Next time I'm in town, we got to get a lift in, and I'll bring the creatine.
Absolutely.
You bring the bod. We'll hit it hard. Okay.
Good, man. Hey, man. With the Blues too, man. I'm excited to see them. I hope they win.
Hey, thank you. Look, I just between you, me, and whoever's listening, I'm still a Preds guy at heart, but look, it's been a fun ride for the Blues so far. It's been cool to see that's gone 49 years without even a cup appearance kind of go on it. So it's been a lot of fun. Ryan, dude.
We know how it feels, man. It's
right. I know. I mean, Preds fans had to suffer through like 19 years without a Stanley Cup appearance before getting theirs. Ryan, you're the man, dude. Thank you so much for taking the time and doing this and stepping away from your meet and greet. Tell Sweaty Susie that I said hi. and dude, just continue to kill it. Continue to do great things. And everyone listening right now, go download to some Ryan Hurd music. I swear it will be your soundtrack to the summer this year. Ryan, you're the man, dude.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon.
That was Ryan Hurd, country music artist, just taking the time. He's on tour right now. Super cool, super chill dude. Married to Maren Morris. You kind of heard him allude to that. He is Maren Morris's husband. They're just, talk about a power duo. Jeez. It's like a modern day Donnie and Marie, except they're married instead of siblings. That was a terrible analogy. Guys, this is the Big Six presented by Renter's Warehouse. I am Austin Huff. I'm in for Jason Martin. We've got one segment to go. So if you're in your car, stay in the car. I've got some shout outs I want to get to. If you're on the line right now to be the spelling bee champion of Nashville, I still want to get someone in. I want to get someone in before the hour. The time has flown by on this show. I don't have as much time as I thought I did. So if you are on the line, or if you're not on the line and you want to compete in the spelling bee, hit us up. 615-737-1045. Again, it's 615-737-1045. 1045. We are going to find Nashville's top speller. And I don't know how J-Mart likes to close out his shows, but I like to close it out with some shout-outs. So I'm going to give some shout-outs a little later on, like to Carlos Correa, who injured himself in an awkward way, CeeLo Green, Rambo, a few other things that I want to give shout-outs to. That's next on the Big Six, presented by Renter's Warehouse here on 104.5. The day long. 104.5 The Zone is the best. You should be on this station just around the clock listening to the great content that they've got. Okay, so I alluded to it earlier. I want to find the Scripps Nashville Spelling Bee champion. So I'm going to head right to the phones right now. Mike in Henderson is there. Mike, how are you, man?
I'm good, Austin.
All right, Mike, listen, I'm going to give you a word. I want you to spell it. If you get it right, I'm going to give you one more word, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your first word, I'm just going to go all Billy Madison with it and start off. Your first word is risotto.
Say again.
Risotto.
Risotto.
Don't ask me for the language of origin, or the country of origin, because I don't know. Italian, maybe, I assume.
Risotto. I will say R. Risotto.
Mike in Hendersonville, you couldn't have been more wrong. I'm sorry. It is R-I-Z-Z-U-T-O was I was looking for. We got one other caller, Zach in Nashville. Zach, welcome into the Big Six. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you a good speller? Are you a better speller than Mike in Hendersonville? Because I love you, Mike, but that was terrible.
I mean, I hope so. I won my fifth grade regional spelling bee, and I wish I would have gotten risotto because I watched Billy Madison like once a quarter.
Yeah, right. Hey, not to brag, Zach. Jeez, man. Yeah. Hey. Okay. No, so, deal. Mike. I mean, Zach. Your word is Saltalamacchia, as in Jared Saltalamacchia.
All right, Saltalamacchia. S A L T. A-L-A-M-A-C-C-H-I-A?
Oh, my gosh. Correct. That is correct, dude. Okay, I'm going to give you one more, okay?
All right.
Antetokounmpo. I totally butchered that pronounce, but Giannis's last name. Giannis, yeah. Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Is it A-N-E-T? A-N-E-T. I honestly don't know. A-N-E-T-O K-O-U-N-P-O.
Zach, you weren't even close. That was terrible, dude. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for trying. So it looks like we all are terrible spellers, but that's okay. That's why autocorrect is there. But I mean, that just makes the Scripps National Spelling Bee all that much more fun to watch. I got into that a little bit earlier. I've only got a little bit of time left, but I want to give some shout-outs. Shout-out to Carlos Correa, who will miss significant time this year due to a recent rib fracture. How, you might ask? Well, I'll allow the Houston Astros statement to explain. He wrote, and I quote, "I'm extremely disappointed about not being on the field with my teammate. I sustained the rib fracture during a massage at my home on Tuesday. To sustain an injury in such an unusual way makes it even more frustrating." Look, I have a couple of thoughts on this. First, let he who hasn't injured themselves getting a massage cast the first hot stone, okay? If you sign up for, like, the sport package, you better be ready to be needed like you've never been needed before, okay? And that's needed with a K-N. Second, part of me wonders if he didn't just drop that statement just to let everyone know that he got a massage, you know? It's like, gee, Mr. Pennybags, thanks for the info. All right, Carlos Correa is living what I like to call that be nice life. Like, whenever you see him walking around, you're like, oh, must be nice. But still, it's pretty brutal for him and everyone. Another shout out to Rambo. Apparently, Rambo is still a thing. The trailer dropped today for Rambo, Last Blood, which you can say what you want about that name, but at least it's not a more realistic name like Rambo Gives Blood. At whatever nursing home he's living in now. My other shout out to people waiting in line to climb Mount Everest. Since when did Mount Everest become the DMV? Shout out to CeeLo Green. Today is his 44th birthday. But he doesn't look a day over 54. And although there's a pain in my chest, I still wish him the best with a thank you. A thank you for all the music you've provided us. Shout out to Ryan Mudd, who's been working the board back in the studio. Shout out to Ryan Hurd for joining me earlier tonight. Shout out to any podcast listeners out there. If you've enjoyed this last hour of radio, check out my podcast, The Show with Austin Huff, available where podcasts are found. And lastly, Jason Martin and Brad Willis. This was a lot of fun, Nashville. Thank you so much. And look forward to tomorrow night. Have a good one, Nashville. Seacrest out.